Next, the story of a video circulated feverishly by conservative media. It features then-Senator Obama in 2007. The Obama campaign is dismissing the fuss over the video as a desperate move by Republicans. But as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, some of Mr. Obama's critics are using the video to once again claim that he is racially divisive.
Boy, was the introduction of that video last night heavy with portent.
On the eve of the first presidential debate, a bombshell is about to be dropped on the 2012 race for the White House.
Because Fox News' Sean Hannity promised viewers a high-impact boom on his show last night.
Because tonight you will hear from Barack Obama like you have never heard from him before. A video has been uncovered.
The video was highly promoted by a cadre of conservative forces, from the Drudge Report to Hannity to the Daily Caller site. It arrives just a few weeks after a damaging tape of Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney showed him speaking to dismissively of 47% of Americans. In this case, then-Senator Obama was shown talking to a group of black pastors at Hampton University in Virginia in 2007. It was early in the Democratic presidential primaries. He warned of the despair that can take hold in pockets of persistent poverty.
These quiet riots that take place every day are born from the same place as the fires and destruction and the police decked out in riot gear and death. They happen when a sense of disconnect settles in and hope dissipates.
Mr. Obama also said the federal government responded to Hurricane Katrina on less generous terms than it had after previous catastrophes, seemingly suggesting a racial component to the federal response.
That is the theme of the speech from front to back, from beginning to end. They don't like you because of your skin color.
That's the Daily Caller's editor-in-chief Tucker Carlson on Sean Hannity's show last night.
And that is a shockingly That's a nasty thing to say. It's a divisive thing to say. It's a demagogic thing to say. And in the case of Katrina, it's an untrue thing to say.
Carlson called this Mr. Obama's other race speech, a counterpoint to the widely hailed March 2008 Philadelphia address in which he was compelled to renounce the incendiary beliefs of his former pastor and address the legacy of race in his own historic bid for the White House as an African-American.
As such, Reverend Wright's comments were not only wrong, but divisive. Divisive at a time when we need unity.
The thing is, Senator Obama's 2007 speech is not unknown. A significant number of major news outlets covered it, including Fox News. But Hannity and Carlson, among others, argue the mainstream media failed to report the most inflammatory language. So it's worth going back to the Wayback Machine, all the way to June 2007, the week of that address.
And he's invoking the memory of the deadly 1992 Los Angeles riots.
But in front of a packed crowd of ministers, he said, quiet riots are happening in our black communities, revealed by incidents including Hurricane Katrina and the 15-year-old Rodney King verdict.
Barack Obama was talking about a quiet riot today, and no, it was not a reference to the 1980s heavy metal band, unfortunately.
Those contemporaneous reports from CNN, NPR, and MSNBC, that last voice actually belonging to Tucker Carlson from the MSNBC program he used to host. And there were others. Last night, Carlson told Hannity the media refused to show the full force of this very different Barack Obama talking to the black preachers.
Okay, this is not a dog whistle. This is a dog siren. These are appeals to racial solidarity.
The Obama campaign blamed the release of the video on what they called Romney's allies. But the Romney camp did not immediately seize upon it. Romney advisor Kevin Madden told CBS today that the campaign would hinge on the economy, saying those remarks were covered back in 2007. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered.